Praise the Lord. Another week. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Yeah,
happy Monday.
Welcome.
The tales of the month of possession.
Oh, I like that. Mm-hmm. I got excited when he said that.
So Chris
that.
Was on fire.
Everybody got excited.
Yeah, it was a very exciting moment when he announced it.
Yeah.
Taking possession of everything
Hallelujah.
That you worked towards this month.
So, Pastor Chris Life Pray-a-thon 2023. It's Monday, February 6th. The Global Praise and Community Service, which held yesterday, was glorious. This February is the month of possession, and we'll convert our inheritances into possessions
Hallelujah.
By the power of the Holy Spirit. You can watch the service and relive the precious moments again at cflix.org, and it'll direct you to the right link. God's mission for the church today is the urgent and speedy preaching of the gospel. Learn more in this Monday's Rhapsody. Visit rhapsodyofrealities.org. At our prayer times today, we'll pray earnestly in tongues of the Spirit and also for Christians around the world that they effectively fulfill their priestly ministry and the ministry of reconciliation, which the Lord has given them. Also proclaim peace and righteousness over the nation where you live. And God bless you. And also let's remember today, Turkey and Syria. They got hit hard by that earthquake. A lot of people already passed and they're still digging people out. There was aftershock. It was like, those aftershocks are as bad as the, have you been in an earthquake? They're not a nice feeling. You know, we came from California, so we experienced some horrible. And to have one that crumbles buildings like that and people are buried alive, oh, Lord, let's keep them in prayer today. Southern Turkey and northern Syria got hit the hardest, but I heard Israel felt it also.
Really?
It was a big earthquake.
Wow. Yeah, I saw the headlines, but I didn't see, you know, what the report of the aftermath has been yet.
Well, they're still doing it. I'm sure we'll send people to help.
Yeah.
You gotta love that about the United States. We just send people to, we don't care where it is, we're going to help.
Yeah, we come to the aid of those in need.
God bless them. Anyway, so yesterday was glorious. If you missed it, you have the blessed opportunity to watch it again. And you'll get excited, too, when you hear him announce the...
Yeah, the way he was even announcing it, you know, we're taking possession of our inheritances, you know, and the month of possession. I mean, it was really exciting.
It's like
even the everybody in the church was, you know, up in roar and just at the excitement of what the month is.
Because it's like we've been waiting for that word, you know, because you just, we've been waiting for it. I'll leave it at that. It's time. It's time to possess the promises, possess them, not just wait for them, but possess them. I love that.
Yeah, so it's going to be an awesome month, a time for everybody to connect, make sure you take possession of all the things that you've been working towards, all the things that you've been given already, you know, claim them. And it'll just be that grace overflowing in our month of possession, you know, for, you know, to be positioned rightly, right time, right place, for you to take possession of everything that's
I so appreciate this time of prayer. I get excited, and I'm always changed by it. I hope that you pray with us and feel the same way. It's just a wonderful time in God's presence. So thank you for tuning in.
Definitely.
And you're going to share a little something today?
Yes. So I'm changing it up a little bit. So I am reading from Seven Things the Holy Spirit Will Do in You. I'm actually going to take from chapter 2. It's the sevenfold ministry of the Holy Spirit in your life. Mm. The opening scriptures is from John 14, 16 to 17. The Lord Jesus said, "And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you." So here we're shown that the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth, the spirit of reality. Everything in this world is but a shadow. It's the spirit of reality who helps us know what is real. The Amplified Version of John 14:16 reads, "And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another comforter, counselor, helper, intercessor, advocate, strengthener, and standby, that he may remain with you forever, the spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, welcome, or take to its heart, because it does not see him or know and recognize him. But you know and recognize him, for he lives with you constantly and will be in you." Hallelujah.
You know, like truth is different than facts. You know, truth cannot be disputed. Truth is the word of God, you know. And I was telling my daughter, she was dealing with something. I said, just speak the word. That's what I do. And there's no argument. You cannot argue with the word. Mm-hmm. You know, just know the word of God and use your sword effectively and efficiently. And yeah, that's a awesome weapon.
Mm-hmm. It's a good way to figure out life.
Yeah.
Sort
to walk through
challenges.
Life. Yeah.
Yeah. It's who you turn to.
Yeah.
So Pastor continues, from the scripture above, the Amplified Version shows us six synonyms for the word translated comforter from its Greek expression, allos parakletos. The word another in the first place, translated from the Greek allos, is very instructive. You see the Greek language used two words which the English commonly translated another. These two words are heteros and allos. Properly expressed, heteros meant another of a different kind, while allos meant another of the same kind. So in referring to the Holy Spirit, Jesus called him allos, another one of the same kind.
As himself.
Mm-hmm. So the Holy Spirit is exactly like Jesus. He looks like him, loves like him, cares like him, and talks like him. This is the Holy Spirit sent by the Father to be with us. Mm-hmm. All seven words, comforter, counselor, helper, intercessor, advocate, strengthener, and standby, rendered from the Greek parakletos, help to show us the ministry of the Holy Spirit in our lives. So when the Holy Spirit comes into your life, he becomes your lawyer, helper, and intercessor. You know, you can have an intercessor who's praying for you from somewhere afar off or in the background. What kind of intercessor is the Holy Spirit? He's not the kind of intercessor that's somewhere in the background. He's right there with you and in you. The Amplified Bible gives...
You don't have to look for him.
Yeah, exactly.
Or wait for him.
Mm-hmm. He's already within
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
So the Amplified Bible gives us other words to support this. It says he's our advocate and standby. This means the Holy Spirit is the kind of intercessor that stands ready as our advocate or counsel for the defense. Jesus was talking about someone who engages our adversaries, someone who steps right into the middle of the heat and takes charge with us, not someone watching from somewhere in the background. So he also says the Holy Spirit is our strengthener. So while he's taking his own steps to ensuring everything works out for our good, he's also making sure we're participating by strengthening us, for he has to function through us. So when you have the Holy Ghost, weakness will not be a part of your life. No wonder Paul said, "When I am weak, then I am strong." In other words, when he'd been bruised, battered, and broken down by external factors, he was made even stronger by the power of the Holy Ghost.
Oh, man.
Pastor Chris says that a lot, too. He'll be like, that's the power of the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
It's the power
that's
of the Holy
Benny
Ghost.
Too. Yeah.
So that's where you know you can find the truth in it because it's the power of the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
So the last word the Amplified Bible uses to describe the Holy Spirit is standby. He's your standby. Think of it this way. Many companies and homes in developing countries have a standby generator. When there's an outage from the main power supply, the standby generator is switched on, power is supplied, and business and activities can continue to run normally. That's what the Holy Spirit does for you. So when you run out of strength, information, ideas, options, and everything else you know, there's a standby, and he never fails. Glory to God.
Yeah.
So our lives should always be full of joy and excitement. We've got a helper, comforter, intercessor, advocate, counselor, strengthener, and standby. How could we lose? We can't. It's impossible. The trouble with a lot of God's children is that they're not informed of things like this, and many don't know how to operate in the realm of the Spirit. So we're not a group of people seeking help from God. We've been given a helper. We are not alone. We have one called alongside us to help us.
I think this is the biggest thing.
The Holy Spirit.
In the body of Christ. At least I can speak in America that I don't think so. We're always waiting for God and will you help me, God? But Pastor Chris has the revelation that it's already done. We already have it.
You have the solutions
within. I mean, we just have to operate from that place. You know how the Bible says faith pleases God.
Mm-hmm.
Just think of that. When you have faith to act on His Word and believe what you're saying, and it pleases God. I think it just makes Him so happy. It's like, oh, they trust me. They know who I am.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it makes Him happy.
Does it feel the love?
Yeah.
The Spirit, you know?
Yeah.
It's the ministry of the Holy Spirit.
Yeah, it's beautiful because He didn't really have to do that, did He?
Yeah.
And
that's
when we're gone.
That's how much He cared for us to make sure that He gave us the tools.
And when they say, when we're gone, right, the Holy Spirit's gone because the way He dwells is in us, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep. He's been called to go with us.
Yeah.
Everywhere, always. So He's always in us.
Yeah.
So He was called to be with us. So as we were born, we were born with the Holy Spirit already.
Sometimes you just know something by the Spirit. It's power of the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. You just know something. And you have a thought or a scripture comes to you. You had no intention of thinking or using that scripture that way. And that's the Holy Spirit. It's really a wonderful communion we have with Him when we learn to operate with Him.
Right.
You know, not wait for Him, but learn to fellowship with Him and walk with Him and commune with Him.
Mm-hmm.
He's real. He's more real than anything on this earth.
Yeah.
I mean, we just have to have that kind of understanding. It's time to pray.
Yeah, you have to know, and that's right, the understanding.
Yeah.
And that's why sometimes you need to pray, too, for that wisdom and understanding.
Right, the Bible says
so that you can have that knowledge.
So we're going to pray for Christians around the world that they effectively fulfill their priestly ministry and the ministry of reconciliation which the Lord has given them. Proclaim peace and righteousness over the nation where you live, over Turkey and Syria, too, today. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Mandi andalahara pokora fotoro loto. Atalahara putara lohara bihita kosanto. Atalora mazete keke baraza. Mazete keke ela atalahara loto. Ora lahara bahate talapara mahandiyata loto ko. Mazete keke Para la hara lo rebe, besha la hara lo, toro lo, tarale tienda la hatu, ma kura lo hara boho, toro le pete le hita, kiera lo hara mohondo, ma sara tienda la hara, kia toro hotu, para la rebe, hita la hara, behitonde lo hara boho, para lo hara lo hara boho, Ora lo haro, toro lo haro, behita la hatu ko. Bekata lo haro, mahandore le behita.
Mazete ke ki barashasante.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
It's lovely to pray for one another. We're a family. We're Christians. We're a family. It's beautiful to pray for one another.
Yeah, with everybody connected, you know, prayer in numbers, prayer in agreement.
Hey, awesome quick, time. Before we say bye. Next week at this time, we'll be with Pastor Chris, Pastor Benny, Bishop McClendon, Bishop James Payne, Dr. Mike Smalley, and who am I forgetting? Reverend Dan Willis, hallelujah. Mm-hmm. We'll be with all of them, and we'll be having lots of good, inspiring messages. So look forward to that all week, Monday through Friday. So
you won't see us, but you'll see them.
Amen. God bless you. Bye. See you Wednesday.